So if you are just like trying to figure out what in the world am I going to watch for movie night tonight, I've got my friends, I've got my family, we're on Zoom, we're wearing a mask, whatever it is that you guys are up to tonight, you're trying to find a movie to watch, I'm going to recommend that you watch Wonder or Instant Family. Both of them have like some lighthearted moments, they have some emotional moments, some funny moments. I definitely could say that Instant Family is one of my favorites right now, and Wonder is also really great, but I do want to talk you guys through the last few months and some of the movies that I've been watching. Very clearly, my daughter Isabella in the background also wants to share what her favorites are right now. So stick around, stay tuned. We are going to talk about what I've been watching. Good morning, good night, and good welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, a podcast produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. It's a weekly show of my rants and advice on pop culture, wellness, relationships, and life in general. My thoughts are sincere, my ADHD is obvious, and I hope that you are ready to listen, and if you like what you hear, that you'll subscribe and share. All right, so my company is called 91. You heard that in the intro. It's our media and merch company, and we have a brand new show launching very, very, very soon. Actually, yo, by the time you hear this, yesterday was the very first episode. It's called Time Out with Trinity. If you've ever seen the show Casey Undercover, Trinity is the younger sister of Zendaya on that show. She is hilarious and awesome, and she's got her own podcast now. I went into this excited to help her write for her show, and I ended up really serving only as producer because she's an incredible, just creative kid, and she's only 14 years old, but this show is great for tweens and teens and college kids. So make sure you check out Time Out with Trinity wherever you're listening to this show. You can also find that one. So that's something that I've been listening to because I edit her show, but I've also been watching a lot of stuff too. I really like pop culture a lot. You guys know that about me already if you've listened to the show before. So I wanted to talk you guys through some of the things that I've been watching in this new series. As Isabella, my sweet one-year-old, is definitely into my chapstick. So give me a second. Okay, she is hanging out in the studio with Mama today. That's me, while my husband's at work. So she was definitely all up in my chapstick. Anyways, guys, let's do... I'm going to talk you through some of the things that I've been watching that I watched kind of this summer. And then I'm going to do another episode that's going to air a little bit before December 20th. So whatever that Saturday is before December 20th, I'll talk about the stuff that I watched this fall. And also, because I have not done a very dedicated pop culture episode in a while, I'm gonna even talk about a few things that are a little bit older as well. So I want to take you guys through the categories. I'm really excited about this. We're gonna talk through Hulu / TV / Amazon Prime. A lot of times the same content kind of feeds through those three places, and so that's gonna be one section. Then we're gonna go through Netflix and then Disney Plus. And in each category, I'm gonna share a weekly watch, which is a show that, like, no matter what's happening in the world, I have to sit down and either watch it weekly or I just binge it all at once. It's got multiple episodes or, you know, multiple sections. And so that's the weekly or the binge watch. Then we've got movie night, which is the everybody put your phones away, schedule a time. We're going to sit here for 2 hours, an hour and a half, 3 hours, whatever. I don't know why people make movies for 3 hours. Like, they're usually good, but I just, oh man, I just have so much like peeing to do and sleeping to do. So I don't usually do super well with long movies. Like, I love them, but I just don't usually make it to the end in one sitting. So that's movie night. Then we've got a section called Finding Quiet. No, that's not inspired by my book, Finding Quiet. Also, that was me not telling the truth. So in my book, Finding Quiet, just came out October 13th, I talk about needing to find places of the absence of noise. But I also, in the first chapter or intro, I think it is, I talk about having something going on in the background that does help me stay focused as someone with ADHD. So if you want to know more about that, you'll have to read the book. But this is more so a category for those movies or those shows that you turn on when you're cleaning up, when you're doing something else. And it's just great to listen to, puts a smile on your face. So that's the Finding Quiet section. Then the last one is going to be called On My List. And that one I need your help with because there's always a lot of stuff on my list. And so this is all the stuff that I added to my list in the summer. And if you would not mind, please tweeting me if you have seen any of the things that are on my list and telling me if I should or shouldn't watch it because there's like a lot of stuff, so I don't know where to start. Okay, so we're gonna start with Hulu TV and Prime with the weekly or binge watch. Now, I love competition shows. I just rewatched American Idol this summer. It's no longer on Hulu, but when it was, I just watched the last season. I love that show so much. It's definitely my favorite out of all the competition shows. Aaron and I also watched Songland. If you saw the music video I did when Isabella was born, you can actually see a clip from when Aaron and I were watching Songland while we were waiting like in the hospital for her to be born, because that's how much we love that show. And then there was another one called Bring the Funny. It was a comedian show, a comedy show. I don't think that they're bringing that one back, which is honestly disappointing in my opinion, because I just thought it was really funny. So if you're looking for like reality-based shows, you know, competition shows, those are definitely the ones to go for. Now, if you need a little bit more drama in your life, there's a show called 911 that I like a lot, and then there's another show called Manifest. I got a little lost in Manifest because I genuinely was like having a hard time with the storyline, only because I just feel like I wasn't smart enough for it. There was like math involved and like science, and I was like, oh, I'm not ready for this. But it was really good. A lot of great character development. Then there's also a show, it's not a game show like the, or a competition show like the ones I mentioned before, but it is in that reality game show category, and it's called To Tell the Truth. And that one's not a show that I would necessarily recommend for families, because it's just not necessarily a family show. Like, we would try to watch it around Isabella, and then sometimes they would just make some, like, you know, references that, I mean, my husband and I were married, so we'd be like, that's funny, but I'm like, I don't know if I want our one-year-old laughing with us at this, because I'm just not sure that's an appropriate vibe for a child. And then, last but not least, in this section, in the weekly and binge watch, would be a show called or a series called The Day I Picked My Parents. You can look back a couple weeks on this show where I talked more about foster care and adoption if you want to know more about why I'm so passionate about that. But The Day I Picked My Parents is a really fascinating mini docuseries that shares the stories of these children that have the opportunity to be much more involved than normal in their adoption process, which is incredible. It's a really great docuseries. So check that out. All right, next category is movie night. Now, if you've got the friends, you've got the fam, you want to watch a movie, sit there and focus, Parental Guidance is a great movie. Instant Family is a great movie, and Wonder. All three of those, I think they're all PG. Instant Family might be PG-13. But those are all just good family movies. Family movies about parenthood and movies about growing up and maturity, and so, or just maturing, like life change and stuff like that. They're all really good. Wonder does focus a little bit more specifically on health and having a craniofacial disorder. And so that's just a really powerful movie. It's definitely worth watching. Then there's a movie called Killers, which, you know, that doesn't really fit with the whole like, oh, it's inspiring for parents. But it's also, it's a fun movie. I think you should probably be a little bit older to watch it. But yeah, Aaron and I enjoyed that one. Then there's one called 20 Feet from Stardom. It's an incredible documentary. What's going on, Isabella? Are you trying to pull Mama's Pikachu onesie out of the box? Keep pulling. You've got it. You're so strong. It's not that I'm picking this up recording at like 8:30 at night when I was originally recording at like 4:00 in the afternoon. It's fine. Whatever. We're moving on. So there's a documentary. If you are looking for something inspiring, it's called 20 Feet from Stardom. And it's a documentary that kind of follows the lives of some background singers in like the, you know, entertainment industry, music industry, but also just kind of shines a light on that culture. And it's really fascinating to watch if you like the music business, if you want to be a singer and you're, or a musician and you're not really sure how you want to fit into that world, what you want to do exactly. I think it's great to watch, but I also think that every lead singer, every, you know, leader of a band needs to watch it. I'll be honest, I've always had a very significant like respect and appreciation for people that are in the background, but I walked away just wanting to love on them even more and honor them even more. So that's definitely worth watching. And then this is, I think, only on Prime. It's a movie called My Spy. It's rated PG-13. I feel like they honored that, but I also don't feel like it was as PG-13 as a lot of other stuff that I've seen. It was a while ago when we watched it. Like I said, some stuff I'm talking about from like earlier this summer, so I don't really fully remember. I wouldn't have wanted Bella to watch it, but Aaron and I did enjoy it, and the cast was really great. The little girl in it was, I mean, everybody was so great in that film. So, okay, Finding Quiet. This is just stuff that I have on in the background kind of all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, occasionally. One is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm at the point with Brooklyn Nine-Nine where I'm just really, really, really behind. And there's no possible way that I think that I will catch up with all the episodes because there's just so many episodes. So that's just one of those like, oh, you know, I've got half an hour. I'm just going to pop this on or something like that. I mean, you guys heard the disclaimer in the beginning. Like, there's sometimes where I'm like, okay, this episode, we're going to skip it because I'm sometimes a little bit of an old lady. So there's that. And also, if you like game shows, if you like reality, if you like trivia, then you're going to want to watch like A Guy's Grocery Games or Supermarket Sweep, Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, we love you so much. Shark Tank is a favorite in our house. America's Got Talent is always up for a rewatch. Hollywood Game Night, that's another one that is just great in the background, but also, sometimes you're actually going to want to sit down and kind of pop a squat because sometimes like the games don't really make sense if you're not watching them. But it's just a fun show because there's always so many different fun personalities on the show. So it's always worth a casual watch. It's really great. And then Playing with Fire, it's like a kids comedy with like John Cena. It was a really cute little movie. I don't remember when it came out, but whenever it came out, we watched it like digitally. And it was a cute movie. If we had middle high school kids or I think even elementary kids, because I'm pretty sure it was rated PG, we would watch it with them because it was just a really fun little like family movie. And on my list on Hulu, it's a long list, and these have been there since like January, except for the ones that just came out. Taken at Birth, it's a documentary series that I'm not really sure what it's about, but I want to know what it's about, and that's why it's on my list. The Rookie, I've actually never seen this show before. I saw like 5 minutes of it once. I saw it because it intertwined with American Idol once, and as I've already mentioned, I love that show, so I don't really know anything about it, but I feel like I should watch it. Like, I love cool shows. I just don't have time to watch all of them, so it's just on the list. And then I'm Greta, a new documentary about Greta Thunberg, I think is how you say her last name, hashtag world changer. Then Pikachu, the movie. I've been wanting to see that forever. I just keep forgetting it's on my list. There's so much I want to see. Ready Player One, I don't even really think it's my vibe, like, as far as the things that I usually watch, but I just feel like I should watch it. And then there's another one. It says it's on Prime only, and it's called The Ride. I have this on my list, and I wrote it down, but I think it's about a kid that grew up in foster care, which, is this from 1997? I don't really know how this, like, why, not that it can't be on my list, but if it's from 1997, no, there's another movie called The Ride. This is from 2020. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is like right up my alley. I want to see this. We're going to watch this tonight. So the end. Okay, guys, and I say that and then I probably won't get to it. But guys, please tweet me if you have seen any of those things on my list. Please let me know what I should watch. And if you watch any of those and they get added to your list and then you actually watch them that I recommend it to you, please tell me about it. Okay, so now we're going to jump over to Netflix, and we're going to start with, well, I actually don't have anything for the binge or weekly watch because there's not any shows that I watched on Netflix recently, but there are some movie nights. So these are some good movie nights. Sit down and watch it. There's this one movie called Dumplin'. Definitely not a kid's movie, but it's just really, it's got a lot of really powerful messages and stuff in it. I would also say it's really funny, not funny. Acting is a very serious job. So Luke Benward, he's the love interest in this movie. I always have like a giggle when I see him in these movies, right? So he was on the TV show or the tour I Shine that I did when I was a kid, and he was like one of the younger kids on the show. I was 17, he was like 13 or 14. So it's so crazy seeing him like grown up, and then I think he kissed the girl, and I was like, oh, it's like seeing like your little brother, your little cousin like kiss a girl. It's like, no, you're a kid. So, but he did a really good job in that movie, and it's really inspiring. Next, we've got Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse. If you have not seen it, where have you been? What's wrong with you people? Watch Miles Little Black Boy Spider-Man verse. Then Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph 1, 2, 3, all of those. I think only 2 is on Netflix, maybe 1's on Disney Plus. Who knows? I don't know why I'm getting mad all of a sudden. It's somewhere. Just go find it. Up next, we've got Good Sam. That is a cheesy, beautifully cheesy, also really just sweetly written Netflix movie night film. I did not put this in the Finding Quiet section because I believe that everybody needs at least one of these heartfelt, just feel-good movies that you just sit on your behind and you just watch it. So do that. Then we've got Always Be My Maybe. Now, I don't remember fully all of the information in this movie. Like I said, I'm going to be mentioning some stuff that's pretty old. This movie is about a year and a half old, which is not that old, but it's about a year and a half old. I actually don't think, and again, you guys, most of you know that I'm a little bit more like the old fashioned side. So I don't even know if this is one that I would rewatch, but I was watching this, Aaron and I were watching this movie when I went into labor with Isabella. So it has sentimental value for that purpose. And so I was like, oh, so that's why I put it in the show. And then also, like, it's just not very frequent that we get, you know, Asian leads in films, and then also like both of them are Asian. It's that's a really beautiful thing, and I just want to highlight that. And so if you know you're a grown-up, you should definitely check out that film, because I think we need to, you know, representation matters, and I'm not about to explain why it does if you're like, no, Jamie, we don't think there should be any Asian or Black or Hispanic people in movies, then you're on the wrong podcast. So the next one that I recommend is Spelling the Dream. It's a documentary about these cute little beautiful, amazing, intelligent, genius children that spell words. I think this documentary is less than 2 hours, maybe like hour and a half mark, maybe even an hour, maybe 30 minutes. I don't know. It's not 30 minutes, but it's not crazy long, and it's really good. Then there's Becoming. It's a Michelle Obama documentary. This is not a political moment right now for anybody that was like, oh, no. It's just a great documentary. And it's really, I think everyone needs to watch it. And I also think that very specifically, any moms that are new moms or first time moms, you know, I definitely think that you should watch that documentary. Then there's a movie called Loving, and it's really important to watch. I think that Loving is most important for anybody who's like close relationships and or family members are not the exact same race as them. So if you have kids who are Black, if you're dating someone that's Black and you're not Black, or if your best friend is white, if your fiance is white, if your, you know, nephew is white and you're not white, then you need to watch Loving. It's a true story about the first or one of the first interracial couples. It's a very difficult watch, but it's a necessary watch. And so Loving is not one of those like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm at Buffalo Chicken Sliders, and everybody just like comes over and cuddles and watch a movie. Well, that's probably not gonna be the vibe, but it's definitely worth a watch. I feel like you have to watch this one like a bowl of chili or soup. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like nachos would do it. Okay. Finding Quiet, kind of like the background movie, right? You've probably seen this before. Maybe you forgot that it was on Netflix or whatnot. We're going to start with The Wedding Planner, Jennifer Lopez. One time I heard someone say that Jennifer Lopez is not a good actress, and to this day, I text that person just randomly, just to remind them how wrong they are. Jennifer Lopez is incredible, and she's great in this movie, and also I did go to the actual bench in Central Park in New York, where they were in this movie, and we went on our honeymoon, and it was like the best day of my life, for other reasons too. Okay, Okay, so What a Girl Wants, that is throwing it back, classic Amanda Bynes. We all know her. We all love her. We got to support this girl. I believe she's going to make a comeback one day, and it's going to be inspirational and amazing. So What a Girl Wants, super great. Mall Cop. Have you seen Mall Cop? It's just one of those classic. I think it's an underrated classic. One thing that I love is when, wow, that was honestly too much. But one thing that I really love is when like top tier comedic actors like Kevin James, that typically don't do, you know, that are kind of like, you know, that they might be saying like an R-rated comedy. I like when they, when people that are like, here's the thing, sometimes in our world and in our culture, it's like the funnier you are, the likelier it is that like you might be in more suggestive content, right? So it's like, oh, that person's probably gonna be in like an R-rated comedy or whatever. I like when people that are really, really, really funny take that talent and apply it to like G-rated comedies and PG-rated comedies, because I feel like it's actually a little bit harder to be hilarious without like, oh, I'm gonna say this word for shock value or do this for shock value. It's one reason why I love Steve Martin, and when he, you know, was doing, I was about to say Yours, Mine, and Ours, that's Dennis Quaid, also a funny movie. I meant to say Cheaper by the Dozen, that's what I was thinking of. So that's just, that is, family comedies is just a pocket that I love so much, and Mall Cop is just the perfect like little movie. Mary Poppins Returns, oh my goodness, it's so great. This is the perfect, you know, movie to turn on when you're like cleaning up the house or something like that, and then you, it's a musical, so every time it, you know, every time there's like a moment to stop and watch, you can just kind of take a little break and soak that in. So it's really great. Feel the Beat as well. That is starring, is her name Sophia Carson? Did I make that up, or do I just like know celebrity names? Look at me, I'm just so, let me Google that. Yeah, that's Sophia Carson. So she's from Descendants. That's what I first knew her from. I think I want to say this movie is G-rated because I turned it on. Because Bella and I turned it on, and I feel like it wasn't as G-rated as I had anticipated. But it's a cute little dance movie, and it's got a cute little storyline, so check that out. Then we are going to take a total, wait, hold on. I have something on my list, and like I feel like I did this. Yeah, I already did this. I have stuff on here. I don't remember what it is. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I've got a couple documentaries also that I want you guys to check out if you're into documentaries. We've got the Speed Cubers, which much like the documentary I recommended a minute ago, Spelling the Dream, you can definitely sit down and watch it. But Speed Cubers is also just one of those, I feel like it almost sounded like a podcast. And I mean that in a really good way. So it's just a great watch and or listen. It's really good. And then Miss America, Taylor Swift's documentary. I've actually not finished it, and when I was working on this list, I was like, oh, I need to finish that documentary. So yeah, so it's really good, and I think you guys will like it. Then two more that are in two totally random kind of categories within the Finding Quiet thing. So we've got The Willoughbys, which is it's a comedy, but it's kind of a dark comedy. It's a cartoon for kids, but also kind of dark. It's like, it reminds me of like, what's that one documentary? The Series of Unfortunate Events. If that was intentionally a cartoon comedy, it would kind of have Willoughby's vibe, I feel like. So it's cute and it's funny. Alessia Cara is one of the voices and she sings a little, which made me happy. But also just be mindful, like it does deal with parents not being very loving, and that can be dark for some kids, so just be mindful of that. And then the last thing is called Brain on Fire. Now that one, again, I watched Brain on Fire maybe 2-3 years ago. I feel like I wasn't even married when I watched it. It could have been like 4 years ago when I watched it. So I, forgive me, I don't remember if there were any very, you know, just like heavily inappropriate things in that, or maybe suggestive will be a better word. I actually don't remember. It was so long ago, but I just know that if you are looking for something that is a bit more serious, a bit heavier, if you want to learn more about something that you didn't know anything about, this is a true story of someone's incredible health journey, and just fascinating, rather, health journey. And so you might want to check that out. On my list for Netflix, two documentaries. I really want to watch them both, but I just kind of have to be in the right headspace, so I haven't gotten there yet. One is called Hope Frozen, and it's a documentary about a little girl that passes away, and if I'm not mistaken, they want to see if they can keep her around by freezing. It's intense. So I haven't gotten there yet, but it's on my list because I need to see that. But my only thing is that I have a little girl and I just don't think I can handle that. Like, I don't think I want her around while I'm watching that, but I also don't think I want her away from me either. So I'll watch it one day. Maybe, I don't know. I want to, though. And then Athlete A, it's a documentary, the true story of some of the tragedy and abuse that a lot of women in the gymnastics industry have experienced. And that's something, again, that, you know, we have a one-year-old, so I don't have a ton of time to watch things that she maybe, you know, doesn't understand and stuff like that. So I haven't gotten to it yet. But if you've seen either of those documentaries, please tweet me and let me know what you thought about it at Jamie Grace H, or you can comment any post on Instagram. Like, that's totally fine. You don't have to be like, a relevant post. Just hit me up at Jamie Grace H. I would love to know if you have an opinion as to which one I should watch first. All right, pretty people, we are in the home stretch. We are going to talk about Disney Plus. Now, if we're being technical, I would just tell you guys to watch everything on Disney Plus because it's Disney Plus. There's so much fun stuff, so many great things on this app. But we're going to go ahead and start with, and if you don't have Disney Plus, by the way, if you have Verizon, you should totally check and see if you can still qualify. They did this really cool promotion where you like literally got like a year free. And so that's what we are still cruising with. That came out of my mouth weirder than I intended it to. Anyways, for the binge or weekly watch, there was like an 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 episode. I'm not great with numbers, but there was a series called High School Musical, the Musical, or High School Musical, the Musical, the Series, whatever it's called. It was really cute. It was really fun. I was at first, I should say that I'm one of those, like, I like a good remake. I even like a bad remake. Remakes don't really offend me. I know a lot of people are like, you changed the original, but I'm like, well, they didn't change it because you can't change an original. They just, like, just go watch the original if you don't like the remake. I'm about to choke. Okay, I'm fine. I'm not really sure what that was, but I'm totally fine. I'm back. So yeah, I love a good remake. I like a reimagining. I loved that there were some of the original cast in this In and Out. Lucas Graybill was in it. Our dear friend Casey Stroh was in it. So High School Musical, the Musical, the Series is really cute, really fun. And there's a lot of great music and stuff like that in it. So that was really cool. Okay, movie night on Disney Plus. If you want to sit down, you really want to focus, you really want to hone in and, you know, focus on something, Hamilton is so, so, so great. But just be mindful that you're not just soaking something in as entertainment. I mean, there is a lot of historical content here. There's a lot of historical value here. There's a lot of historical liberties taken as well. So whether you like, just don't just be like, oh, I'm just consuming this as content for entertainment. Like, it has to be more than that. You know what I mean? We actually got to like do the research. And that is definitely on my list. And I'll go ahead and just skip ahead real quick. On my list, there's like some Hamilton behind the scenes stuff. And that's something that we want to even do too. It's just make sure that we're not just in consuming stuff that has like historical context and liberties and stuff like that, and just being like, oh yeah, it's cool. You know, there's a lot to be learned there. Also Black Panther, I mean, Chadwick Boseman, we love you so much, man. Rest in peace. Trinity Stokes does a beautiful tribute to him in one of her upcoming episodes on Time Out with Trinity. Make sure you guys subscribe to her podcast. And so Black Panther is amazing. And you guys, if you haven't seen it, you gotta schedule a movie night ASAP and watch it. And Black Panther is available on multiple streaming outlets as well. Incredibles 2, I know it's a little bit older, but just in case you haven't seen it, Aaron and I were so excited when we found out that it was on Disney Plus, and that is definitely a family favorite. Then we've got the Finding Quiet section. Y'all, I can't tell you how many times I have fallen asleep to College Road Trip this summer, or this year. It's Raven Simone, and oh my gosh, I'm a terrible person. Whoa, y'all. It's like a really big deal in Black culture. I gotta pause. Yeah. It's Martin Lawrence. So I had never seen the show Martin until last year. So I know that he's a really big deal, but I am very, you know, late. Anyways, so College Road Trip is on Disney Plus, and that's really cool. And then also Freaky Friday, the remake, it was, 2017, 18, 19, somewhere around there. It's a musical. Aaron and I watched it very casually one day, and we had no idea that it would be a musical. And I just think musicals are the perfect thing to listen to when you're just, you know, cruising, just chilling at home. Like, and then you're like cleaning up the house. I talk about cleaning up the house a lot. And then you can just pause it when you want to hear a song. So, or the other way around, you can sit there and watch the story. And then when there's a song, it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to get up and see if I can wipe off the counters and be finished in time. So I think that's really great. And then last but not least, I mentioned on my list the Hamilton behind the scenes, but also there is a movie called The Kid. It is a Disney classic, one of the ABC movies, I believe, that they did. And it stars that one guy that does, like, is that the National Treasure guy? And then the kid? Y'all. Oh, no, it's not. That's Nicolas Cage. Is it Kevin Costner? Is that a person? I think it's Kevin Costner. Yeah, that's a person. I hope he never hears this. Kevin Costner does not listen to the Jamie Grace podcast. But if you do, subscribe and become a patron. Anyways, so that's my list of my Disney Plus and Netflix. I was going to say Nickelodeon Plus. That'd be really cool. Netflix and Hulu TV and Prime. That's what we've been watching. What I've been watching and what we've been watching this past summer, but also the last year or two, some things that we've caught up on. I would love to know what you guys are watching, what you guys are into, what you guys are checking out. This is a really long episode, so I'm going to go ahead and try and wrap it up now. Just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you to B. Ashley on Patreon. As I'm recording this, that is the most recent person that just joined Patreon. It's a $5 a month community where you get exclusive episodes of this podcast. So there's a bonus Wednesday episode in addition to the Saturday episodes. You get free shipping on merchandise, exclusive info about Jamie Grace things. But the craziest, coolest, most incredible part, in my personal and humble opinion, is that you guys are supporting my podcast, my videos, to actually be creative and made. So thank you so much for being patrons. Thank you for joining Team Jamie Grace over at patreon.com/Jamie Grace. Hit me up on Insta if you want to chat. Also Twitter and Facebook at Jamie Grace H. That's the show. Okay, bye. I like to try my best to honor the incredible diversity that is represented in my audience, and of course not to provide any confusion. So with that in mind, if you feel like you'd like to hear a disclaimer about pop culture and some of the references that I might make, then this part of the show is for you. Because of the way that I write, speak, and also the content I consume as entertainment, I might be considered reserved or even old-fashioned. However, it should also be understood that something that I, as an American, may call the S-word is merely just a word in other cultures, oftentimes cultures represented in the United States. There's also a distinction between profanity and vulgarity. And while I tend to lend away from content that is meant to be vulgar in nature with sexual innuendos and content both audibly and visually, profanity is not the same thing. There are many times where a story is told in a way that I wouldn't have told it, but the use of what one person would deem as profanity is, in someone else's worldview, self-expression and not at all intended for shock value or even offense. I could talk about this for days because honestly, it's something I'm really passionate about and I enjoy these types of topics, but for now, I hope this disclaimer can provide understanding if needed and context for some of the content that I may reference in this episode.